we were talking about it, and it seemed to be moving along pretty quickly. And there was a point where I told him, "All right, I'm getting a little bit more, a little anxious here. Let's try to get this thing wrapped up." You know, I guess the closer you really feel like you are to the thing, that's when you actually start to think about it a little bit.
Have that status,
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty uneventful, to tell you the truth. I mean, my rookie contract, I think I signed like 10 different contracts, and this one, you didn't have to do all that. So, you know, it's definitely not sunk in, but, you know, it's not really a big deal. You know, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. That's always been one of my goals. You know, it's never necessarily been a goal of mine to get, you know, paid like this. It's just kind of what comes with the job. Nothing. I mean, usually a smile ends up cracking on the other end, but I don't really know what goes through to get me to that point.
What's it mean to you that they thought that you were worthy of being the highest paid player in NFL history?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, it was never necessarily about the money and all that, but it was definitely about, you know, earning that respect and feeling like I was respected around here. So the fact that we've got it done and that they have made me that definitely makes me feel good about how I've played and how they feel about me.
Joe, any more pressure on you now that you are you have such a big contract? I mean, I know you always put pressure on yourself, but now you've got the money that you know, puts you in that elite status.
I mean, I guess so, if you would, you know, if you're looking at it from your guys' view, but us as players and myself, you know, you don't really feel that, I don't think. When you're going out there and when you're on the field, you have confidence in what you're doing, and you're just trying to execute the play. So the last thing you're worried about is what you're getting paid. You know, I think, you know, last year was probably more pressure than, you know, already getting to this point. I think now it's all about, you know, getting the team back and getting them healthy and getting to where we can put that work in and get back to where we were this year.
How much have your teammates contacted you and asked you, what have they said to you since
you started? I got a bunch of texts from a bunch of guys and all congratulating me. Guys are, you know, pretty pumped up about it. So it's pretty cool to just see how people have reacted and all my teammates have reacted. It's been good.
Dinner's on you.
He keeps wanting to try to get the car that I won for the MVP. He keeps trying to buy it off me. Maybe if I can sell it to him for like way over the price that it actually is, then I can get it. But a couple of funny things. I mean, him, you know, Vontae texted me like he was concerned about was what kind of Christmas gift he's going to get and how big it's going to be. So, you know, it's funny some of the things the guys think about, especially the running backs. Those guys are definitely always thinking about themselves and what kind of good gifts and cars and all that stuff they can get.
So what are you going to do with the money? I mean, what's
fun? I doubt it. I wish, you know. Nothing immediately. Hopefully not too much. Just going to look at it and, like I said, be able to smile a little bit. And, you know, like I said, it's not one of those things that you really think about on a daily basis. I mean, definitely have the freedom to do some things that I otherwise wouldn't, but I don't have any immediate plans.
Could you talk about you and your representation and how you structured this deal and how that might help the team be able to keep some of your teammates around?
I don't know too much with the details. I know that it's probably going to be less on the cap than a exclusive or non-exclusive franchise would be. That's all I know. I know we got a lot of good players on the team. I know I love to play with those guys. So hopefully it works out very good for the organization, and we can keep as many people as we need. And that's all I really know. I mean, I don't really know too much about how it was structured and what went into that and the talks that went into that. So,
was that something that was important to you, just having a deal that was cap-friendly to keep guys around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a certain, you know, when you're the quarterback, you aim to make a certain amount of money just really based off what the value is for quarterbacks out there these days. So once we got to, you know, I don't think that was ever an issue, but once we got to the point where it was structured, you know, somewhat here, somewhat there, you know, you're happy with it. It's not really about the money. It's just about that respect. It's like what I talked about earlier. So when you get to a point that you're happy with, then it's all about saying, all right, I'm good, and now let's take care of the rest of the guys. And, you know, getting it done by this date is obviously – you know, I would hope so, would help us out a little bit, you know, on the football field That definitely wasn't a little bit of an importance of mine.
What was it about last year that made you not sign?
What's that?
What was it about last summer that made you not sign then?
I thought I was worth more. And, didn't really see any circumstances where I wouldn't end up getting paid more than what they were willing to give me at that point. And, it wasn't like I was going to make any different salary last year than I had made and I was making already. I mean, I might have got some upfront money, but, once I signed that deal, if I played that deal out, then I was going to get the same amount last year that I got anyway. So I figured play one more year and see what we can do as a football team, have confidence in myself, have confidence in the guys around me, and, just let it play itself out from there.
Joe, what do you say about the smaller colleges and athletes that are in the smaller colleges that now you can make it to the top coming out?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, good athletes come from everywhere. And there's guys out there sitting on the streets that, never got a chance to play at the Division I level. And maybe they stayed there, didn't get a chance to play. Or maybe they're out of Division I AA school and never got really looked at. Guys come out of high school as really children, and sometimes they can just, mature so much in that 4 years in school, but never really get a chance. I mean, there's so many different circumstances. The bottom line is you have to be a good player and, you have to put a lot of hard work in. And I think if you're willing to do that and you do have the talent, then, it doesn't matter where you come from. I think most of the time an NFL team or whatever sport it is, they'll see you. There are times where they won't, but most of the time they'll see you, and then it's just your job to come in here and do a good job from there.
Joe, you said you wanted to be here throughout the entire process, and although you plan on probably playing more than 6 years, do you think this solidifies you as a Raven for life?
I hope so. I mean, that's kind of the way you look at it. I love playing here. It's been an awesome 5 years. We've had a spectacular team. We have an amazing group of fans. It's close to where I grew up. It's great for my family. There's a lot of, really, really good benefits for playing for this organization. You can't say them all, but that's the plan, and, I can't see it happening any other way.
Joe, do you see added responsibility with the new deal, especially, Ray Lewis is gone now and Ed's a free agent. I mean, do you see that with this new deal that maybe having leadership responsibility that goes along with it?
I think it's just like when you talk about playoffs versus regular season. I think if you start to try to do too much, then you're going to be the one that falters and makes mistakes. There's a reason that I'm standing up here at this point. It's because what I've done so far has been the right thing, and I think it'd be a bad move to do anything else. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to continue to get better every year and continue to get my guys better around me. But other than those things, other than continuing to push my teammates and myself, you're going to do everything the same.
Joe, along those lines, might not be the franchise player, unlike Ray Rice, so you'll be here for the offseason program. How important was that to you that you'll not have to miss things and you'll be around?
Yeah, well, it's always good to come back, come back here and work with your teammates. And like I said, start to push them to get that motivation for getting back to where we were last year. And, as much as people might want to sit at home all season, it gets pretty boring after about a month. So it's good to be around your guys and just have that locker room camaraderie and get out there and run a couple routes and get everybody going. And like I said, get that motivation for getting back here next year. That felt really, really good to hold that trophy up. And we're going to have to work hard to get back to that point. But we all know how good it tastes, and we just have to get revved back up and go after it again.
Joe, now that you've experienced the month after a Super Bowl win, can you see why, or have you thought about why some teams have, or most teams have a Super Bowl hangover, and how to avoid that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think how you avoid it is you just get back in here and you try to forget about it as much as you can. But there's definitely things that happen, after you win the game that pull on you and wear on you, and you can see how some teams do maybe take a year to kind of get back into the swing of thing and get that motivation back. But as the leader of the team and as the quarterback, you have to make sure you get your guys in and get them ready to go, because every year is a new year, and we're going to be looked at differently next year than we were last year. Really right now, and definitely as soon as the season starts, winning that Super Bowl meant nothing. And we're going to have a bunch of new guys on the team and a bunch of guys that really want to feel what that feels like. So it should be an exciting time, and I think the fact that we've done it, I think it you know, maybe it takes a little pressure off, a little weight off of our shoulders, and hopefully it'll allow us to go out there and, you know, maybe even play with, you know, a little bit more loose than we have in the past, and, you know, hopefully it benefits us.